In today's gospel, Jesus healed the deaf man who had a speech impediment. His deafness was very bad. He could hear nothing. Can you imagine what it would be like to be deaf? You won't be able to hear the voices of your loved ones. You might be able to feel the emotions, but you wouldn't be able to hear the sound. Deafness and dumbness are often associated because humans learn to speak by listening. A person who can't listen his own voice or the voices of others has difficulty with pronunciation. If you want to be a good preacher, you need to listen to your words. If you want to learn another language, listening is the best solution. Why does Jesus take the deaf man off by himself, away from the crowd? Jesus wants to be alone with him and to give more intimate time. He wants to be able to communicate with him in silence and solitude. Presence, time, and love are the best medicine, especially to the sick persons. In our gospel today, the style of Jesus, he put his finger into man's ear. Then he spit his fingers and touched the man's ears. He looked up to heaven and said, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." Immediately the man could hear perfectly and he could speak plainly. The first thing Jesus did was to take him aside in private, away from the crowd. In this way, he could deal personally with the deaf man. Jesus always deals with us one-on-one. Then he ordered them, not him, to tell no one. Jesus does not see his healing powers as proofs of his divinity, but rather as signs that the God of love, mercy, and goodness is close to us. He heals because he is moved with compassion and love. Nobody is excluded from the healing touch of God. Jesus' presence, action, and love initiates change. He doesn't heal from a distance. He comes close enough to touch us one by one. Physical deafness does not normally lead to death, but rather, his spiritual deafness is absolutely worse, leading to eternal death. This time, a lot of people are in the state of spiritual deafness. We have ears, but we can't listen to the cry of the poor and the homeless. When we can't listen to the voice of God, there is something wrong with us. We lose our direction and fall into a dangerous path away from God's will for us. My dear sisters and brothers, we have all defects. We all have defects, weaknesses, and illnesses. It is the Lord who heals and forgives us. The Lord tells us constantly, "Ephphatha," be open. So my dear sisters and brothers, we need to open our ears and our mouth to speak the truth. The truth will set you free, and the truth will prevail.